From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Al Letson. Deep in the back roads of Central Florida, hidden between trees dripping with Spanish moss, sits the campus of an institution called Carlton Palms. For over three decades, it's been home to hundreds of developmentally disabled people, adults, kids, mostly on the autism spectrum. Every few years, new stories would seep out of the facility. Resident injuries, abuse, neglect. In 2016, the state vowed to finally crack down on Carlton Palms. It ordered more staff training and more surveillance. And the state said it would stop sending clients to the facility. They didn't. And that's where reporter Audrey Quinn of WNYC in New York comes in. She's also the host of their podcast, After Effect. Hi, Audrey.
Hey, Al.
What made you doubt that Florida was serious about closing Carlton Palms down?
So Florida had been sending about 30% of its developmentally disabled people, the ones with severe behavioral issues that really need residential care, to Carlton Palms. And they didn't have a lot of other options set up. I started looking at their records from the last couple years, found that there had been more abuse allegations since the state said it was cracking down, not fewer. And the Florida Agency for Persons with Disabilities, the state agency that's supposed to be overseeing Carlton Palms, seemed hesitant to take any real action. For example, they'd threaten fines, then settle for more staff training. And then in the middle of my reporting, on March 1st of this year, another incident happened.
911, do you need police, fire, or ambulance?
I need ambulance.
This is a 911 call to the Lake County Sheriff's Department from a Carlton Palms staff member.
We are a residential facility that serves special needs individuals. One of our individuals was engaging in some self-injurious behavior by headbanging on the floor and the wall and other surfaces and has passed out from that.
So who's the individual they're talking about?
He's a 26-year-old man named William Lampson. He went by Willie. He was autistic, had been at Carlton Palms for 13 years.
Well, help is on the way as requested. If he gets worse in any way, call us back immediately for further instructions.
All righty, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Later that night, David Lampson Keene got a call from his brother, Jamie Lampson. That's Willie's dad.
And so I answered the phone. I said, Jamie, we're watching a movie. Is everything all right? He was crying that Willie's dead. And I said, what do you mean Willie's dead? And he said he hit his head. And that's when all the red flags began.
So what does he mean by red flags?
The family knew Willie had a habit of hitting his head with his hand, hard. It's what's called a self-stimulatory behavior, a form of repetitive movements, something a lot of people with autism do. In Willie's case, it had led to a detached retina. So for years, he'd had doctor's orders to wear a padded helmet during all waking hours to keep him safe. He actually was pretty into the helmet, didn't like taking it off. That night, he slept with it tucked under his arm. So right away, David starts to wonder, how did his nephew Willie die from hitting his head during waking hours when he was medically required to have the helmet on?
So what did David do?
A couple days later, he goes down to Florida for Willie's memorial. He hadn't seen Willie for years, had never been to Carlton Palms. So he made a suggestion to his brother.
I said to Jamie, we're making an unannounced visit to Carlton Palms.
And they do it, just show up days after Willie's death, surprise the executive they find in the back office.
His eyes were like, they were like a deer in the headlights. And he was very, very upset, visibly upset that we were there.
What did you say to him?
I was in shock, to be honest. I said, can you explain to us what happened?
David and Jamie hear the same story again.
That Willie hit his head, and that when they went to resuscitate him, they could not resuscitate him.
But there were cameras mounted in the common room and hallways of Carlton Palms. And according to state reports, they show something a little more complicated. A staff member rips the helmet off Willie's head, taunts him with it, and Willie follows him into a bedroom where there were no cameras. 12 minutes later, the worker comes out, but no Willie. In the video, you can hear the caretaker then repeating his version of events over and over before starting to alert other staff that Willie had hit his head on the floor, knocked himself out. David later got Willie's autopsy report,
revealing that he died, that Willie was killed by traumatic asphyxiation.
What's that mean, Audrey? Traumatic asphyxiation?
It means something or someone basically crushed his chest. The manner of death, the report says, is homicide, caused by the actions of another person, not self-inflicted as Carlton Palms first reported. And David found out that the worker, who was 44 pounds heavier than Willie, later admitted to laying on top of him.
Which is heartbreaking because of the violence that must have been associated with that, with his death.
Was that was it surprising, or did it feel like, oh, this is making sense now?
Well, sadly, it is making sense. You don't want it to make sense, but it just starts falling apart. And it's so hard. It really is hard because you think of this poor, vulnerable soul wishing you had been there more involved instead of assuming the care was all wonderful as the pictures show.
We reached out to Carlton Palms and its parent company. They said they wouldn't comment on individual cases. Willie's uncle David has become the family spokesperson since Willie's death. And there's another thing he told me about the visit he and Willie's dad made to Carlton Palms. About a whiteboard they noticed in the back of the manager's office.
On the whiteboard, there are two comments: settlement reached, settlement almost secure.
I had him draw the board for me on a piece of paper.
What did he put on it?
There are two columns. The first was labeled settlements reached. The second says settlements almost secure. And then in the columns are a list of dates of settlements, as in lawsuits settled.
And then there were like bullet points: good job, congratulations, goals met. Almost as if it was like a sport that they were achieving success at settlements that were keeping things quiet. But they were visibly on the whiteboard.
David went back and did some research, found Willie was not the first death at Carlton Palms. In 1997, a teenage boy died after staff workers ignored his seizures. In 2013, it was a teenage girl who died from dehydration. And there'd been other recent incidents. A resident burned by a staff member with scalding water. A child nearly strangled by a staff member. He also found out one very important thing. Carlton Palms is owned by a much bigger company called Bellwether Behavioral Health. So Willie's family is now suing the Carlton Palms staff and Bellwether Behavioral.
What about the criminal charges?
So the Florida State Attorney's Office has acknowledged Willie's death was a homicide, but they're not pressing charges against Carlton Palms or its employees. They said they don't think they can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that what happened to Willie was culpable negligence. But the state is finally moving to close Carlton Palms. And what's happened in Florida is just one chapter in Bellwether Behavioral Health's story. The story of a company that knows how to survive bad press and lawsuits, how to lobby for laws in its favor, and how to milk state developmental disability agencies for hundreds of millions of dollars at the expense of disabled people's lives.
That's Audrey Quinn of WNYC in New York. Audrey kept digging around and found out that Bellwether has turned developmental disability services into a lucrative business in several states.
They told us that they had a program for him, for the behavior. They have a program that will fit his needs, and he's going to be placed in a group home, and they're going to be having a day program.
But that's not what happened. Audrey comes back with the rest of the story after a break. This is Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX.
Support for Reveal comes from HomeAdvisor, matching homeowners with home improvement professionals for a variety of home projects, from minor repairs to major remodels. Homeowners can read reviews of local pros and book appointments online at HomeAdvisor.com.